Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Hey, everybody. What if the vaccine is not a vaccine? What if it is a therapeutic? Also, who's making money off of all of this? From Pfizer and many other companies. We go into that today on The Charlie Kirk Show. If you want to support our program, go to charliekirk.com/support. That's charliekirk.com/support. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. I want to thank some of our supporters at charliekirk.com/support that have been exceedingly generous and amazing in helping us do what we do. Brian from Commerce City, Colorado, thank you for your amazing support. Melissa from Midland, Texas, thank you. Pam from Woodinville, Washington, thank you. Michael from California, thank you. charliekirk.com/support. And Stephen from Cincinnati. When you guys go to charliekirk.com/support, you can be a partner. You could play a role in helping this show reach the next level. Consider doing it. $5, $10, $50. Some people even give $100 a month at charliekirk.com/support. What if it isn't a vaccine? Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
How did you choose which internet service provider to use? The sad thing is most of us have very little choice because ISPs operate like monopolies in the regions that they serve. They then use this monopoly power to take advantage of customers. Data caps, streaming throttles, and the list goes on. But worst of all, many ISPs log your internet activity and sell that data onto other big tech companies or advertisers. To prevent ISPs from seeing my internet activity, I protect all my devices with ExpressVPN. So what is ExpressVPN? It's a simple app for your computer or smartphone that encrypts all your network data and tunnels it through a secure VPN server so that ISP cannot search or see any of your activity. ExpressVPN does all this without slowing down your connection. That's why I have it on all my devices. In fact, I just looked at it right now. So stop handing over all of your personal data to ISPs and tech giants who mine your activity and sell off your information. Protect yourself with expressvpn.com/Charlie. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie to get 3 extra months free. Go to ExpressVPN.com/Charlie right now to learn more. You know, we get labeled in so many words here on the Charlie Kirk Show and at Turning Point USA and Turning Point Action as trying to sow vaccine hesitancy, which of course is not true. We're doing everything we possibly can to push back against vaccine mandates. But you know who is sowing vaccine hesitancy? Joe Biden and the entire federal government. So here's a question. Does the vaccine actually work? And is it actually a vaccine? Now, if you dare say this, people immediately call you a conspiracy theorist. Now, just hear me out here. A very reputable person by the name of Alex Berenson, who's been on television quite often, has been asking this question. See, hold on a second. This is what he said on Twitter. He said, number one, what if, and again, I'm not the expert here, okay? I'm just reading what Alex Berenson has to say. But since this is controversy week here on the Charlie Kirk Show, here we go. What if they're not vaccines? I don't mean in the conspiracy sense. Alex says, I mean legally. If they're therapeutics, no one can be forced to take them, not without an individual court order and finding of incompetency. He continues by saying, and these mRNAs look less like vaccines every single day. They don't act like other vaccines. They don't confer lifetime or long-term immunity like nearly all other vaccines. they don't appear to reduce transmission significantly, like nearly all other vaccines. At best, they reduce disease severity, but that's what therapeutics do, like hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. So how are they legally vaccines? Because they use your immune system to attack the disease? That's how half of cancer drugs work. And if they're not vaccines, you don't ever have to take them. Against medical advice, it's a thing. Somewhere there's a lawyer out there good enough to make this argument. Is a judge brave enough to hear it? Now, I'm not here to sow vaccine hesitancy. We have talked about VAERS. We've talked about all the issues surrounded and the 5,000 plus emails of people that have had relatives that have dropped dead after they took the vaccine and people that were paralyzed from the waist down. Things that the media just doesn't want to hear about. They don't want to hear these stories. They say that it's all unfounded. The experts don't say. The experts have been lying to us for at least the last year and a half, and they've been professionally wrong. But we're not even getting into that. What I do want to ask, though, is how effective is this particular vaccine? Is this vaccine effective? And why is it that they're now making people wear masks if the vaccine is such a gift from above? Senator Ron Johnson in Cut 75 says the Pfizer vaccine seems to not be working, and how 84% of all new COVID cases in Israel are of fully vaccinated. In fact, some people are saying that in Israel, the Pfizer vaccine has a very low efficacy rate. I don't want to say a number that's not true. Let's play Senator Ron Johnson.
I just received this morning data out of Israel that shows the population is about 84% vaccinated, but the new cases of COVID in Israel are about 84% with vaccinated individuals. It's certainly looking like the Pfizer vaccine is not working against the Delta variant.
And Israel is now saying the Pfizer vaccine is just 39% effective as the Delta spreads. That's a therapeutic. That's not a vaccine. To use a technical term, a vaccine uses your body's own immune system to fight back against it. mRNA vaccines, according from a close doctor who consults our show, created by Moderna and Pfizer, are gene therapies. They fulfill all the definitions of gene therapy and none of the definitions for a vaccine. This matters as you cannot mandate a gene therapy against the Chinese coronavirus any more than you can force an entire population to undergo gene therapy for a cancer they do not have and may never be at risk for. mRNA, again, this is a doctor who helps us out, contains genetic instructions for making various proteins. mRNA vaccines deliver a synthetic version of mRNA into your cells that carry the instruction to produce the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein, the antigen, and then activates your immune system to produce antibodies. The only one benefiting from an mRNA vaccine is the vaccinated individual, since they are all designed to do is lessen clinical symptoms associated with the S1 spike protein. Since you're the only one that will reap the benefit, it makes no sense to demand you accept the risk of the therapy, quote, for the greater good of the community. Since mRNA vaccines do not meet the medical and or legal definition of a vaccine, again, this is a doctor who sent this to us, marketing them as such is a deceptive practice that violates the law that governs advertising of medical practices. SARS-CoV-2 has not been effective enough to be the cause of COVID-19. So a gene therapy that instructs your body to produce a SARS-CoV-2 antigen, the viral spike protein, cannot be said to be preventative against COVID-19, as the two have been not shown to be causally linked. So let me be clear. Let me just make sure I'm understanding this. You must get vaccinated, even though 60% chance it won't work. And if you don't get vaccinated, you're the enemy, even though there's a 60% chance it doesn't work. And there's all these other side effects potentially that could exist, according to VAERS. So a lot of you are thinking, this is a mess. Oh, yeah, it is. And that is a defining and important characteristic of anything central planners get involved in. It's a mess. They don't solve problems. They create new ones once they see a problem to be able to justify their relevancy, their funding, their authority. Some people are saying that this will never end. In fact, Iceland's chief epidemiologist has suggested that the COVID-19 lockdown restrictions may remain in place for as long as 15 years. 15-year lockdown, according to Iceland's chief epidemiologist. Now, if only there was therapeutics that could help with the Chinese coronavirus, if only there was off-label usage of potential therapies, that would be great. But no one makes money in those situations. And just so you're clear, we are under 300 deaths a day in a country of 330 million. And now they're going back into schools and they're going to say, your child is going to wear a mask. Do you know that 800 people a day die of heart disease? Are we locking down McDonald's and Wendy's? If you really cared about the spread of heart disease, we should have a CDC order to go and shut down Twinkies. It's 1,800 a day for heart disease. I'm sorry, 1,800 a day for heart disease. You know what? I think that we need an emergency lockdown order from a judge to shut down Krispy Kreme. That would help public health because the real pandemic is an obesity pandemic. But it's not about health. This is number one. It's not just about power. It's about a different P word. You know what that other P word is? Profits. AstraZeneca, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, they are making record profits. And they're already talking about a third booster. You know what that is? That's a great business model, isn't it? A 15-year lockdown, that keeps the Pfizer shareholders and board of directors happy. This crisis is printing money for those people in charge of our pharmaceutical companies. It's only going to stop when we stop it ourselves. Look, we are all equal. We don't have equal talents. We don't have equal desires. We don't have equal outcomes. But we're all equal. We all need to eat. What are you eating? Maybe it's Chinese meat. Maybe it's grocery store stuff you can't define. When is the last time you think you had American meat? Chances are it's been very long. Did you know that over 80% of grass-fed beef sold in the United States is imported from overseas? My friends, the Good Ranchers crew have traveled the country on a mission to help the American family. How? By working together with local farms and ranches and shipping straight to your door. GoodRanchers.com is a safe and convenient way to order your meat. They save your family money and help the American farmer. What's for dinner tonight? I'll tell you what I'm having. A T-bone from GoodRanchers.com. We got this box of meat. And Connor sprung into action as soon as the box arrived. It was unbelievable. The box arrived, and, you know, you could say it was like a child at Christmas. You could say all sorts of things. It was beyond that because it was American meat. In fact, some people working at our office, they twirled around in their chair, and they just stared at the box of meat. And, in fact, one of them said, "Do we get any of that meat?" And producer Connor said, "No way." Do you want to have a box of meat delivered to your door with that kind of a reaction? Well, GoodRanchers.com saves you the trip down the meat aisle and brings steakhouse quality meat. So go to GoodRanchers.com/Charlie right now. Better than organic chicken means no hormones, no antibiotics. GoodRanchers.com/Charlie. Get 20% off and free express shipping. GoodRanchers.com/Charlie. You know, it'd be great if the activist press actually had a little bit of concern about, hey, you know, what are these companies that are literally bringing in billions of dollars a month making something that is now being forcibly injected into millions of Americans? Wouldn't it be just somewhat interesting to do an investigation or a story there? Like, where's The Intercept or all of these sort of investigative outlets that investigated Trump endlessly? He's drinking a Diet Coke right now. right now, front page of the Washington Post, he is drinking a Diet Coke. In fact, his mental health is declining. Ivanka's son did not make the Lego White House. Breaking news from the Washington Post. He's a liar. He ordered 2 scoops of ice cream. How dare he do something like that? Do you guys understand the simulation that we're living through right now? All of this is a mirage and a smokescreen to hide you from the people that are actually pushing for these lockdowns. So the highest paid employee in the federal government, the man who basically orchestrated the funding behind the Chinese coronavirus, Fauci, who is Aristotle warned us about people like Fauci. Aristotle said that the most dangerous people are people that call good evil and evil good, yet are clever enough to be able to avoid the punishment or the repercussions for their actions. That's Fauci. Fauci is, he has the almost the abilities of a serpent to be able to dodge and weave in and out, never answer a question directly. He almost has this attitude of permanence. You know, we're big admirers here of things that came before us because we're not progressives who hate ourselves and hate our country. And we love the U.S. Constitution. We enjoy being able to talk about checks and balances. There is no check and balance against Dr. Anthony Fauci. There is no check and balance against his pathological campaign against America. And he is allies and friends with all the major pharmaceutical companies. Forbes.com, how the COVID-19 vaccine injected billions into Big Pharma and made its executives very rich. By Nina Burley. Good for you for writing this from Forbes. But it's kind of more like a puff piece. You read this, you're like, oh yeah, thank you for saving us from ourselves. You look at the two co-founders, billionaire BioNTech co-founders, Aslam Tureci and Ugar Sahin. Or Ugar Sahin. Billionaires. The New York Times wrote, and good for the New York Times for publishing this story, Pfizer, who now has a vaccine, according to Israel, that is 60% not effective, reaped hundreds of millions of dollars in profits. Do you think that these companies have come under the appropriate amount of investigative scrutiny? These are the most powerful companies in the world that then contribute to all of your lawmakers. You know, instead of Republicans trying to sue for peace on an infrastructure bill, you know what would be a great thing that I think you could call the bluff of the Democrats? If you are involved in manufacturing or creating a vaccine, you have to be subject to congressional testimony and subpoenas, no different than a federal agency, and you should not be able to contribute to federal elected officials. That's a pretty simple solution. Who's in charge here? Well, the lockdowns benefit the pharmaceutical companies. You know why? They are now saying that we are now going to need a booster. Cut 78. If the efficiency of the vaccine has gone down, then maybe we need a different vaccine. By the way, thanks for buying hundreds of millions of them and for literally giving us the largest handout in the history of corporate America. That's cut 78.
Should we be giving third booster shots now?
My personal opinion is that the answer to this question is no. If the efficiency of the vaccine has gone down because of the Delta variant that is somehow not as susceptible as the previous variants, maybe we need a different vaccine and not giving a third shot of the same one.
Yeah, I mean, if it doesn't work, let's just do a whole nother one. What a great business model, right? Thanks for giving us billions of dollars. It only worked 39% of the time in Israel. By the way, go buy another couple billion dollars of them because of fear. Do you see the game that's being played here? The reason why the CDC is so wrong is because the CDC has too much power. The CDC is going to be wrong about everything. It is an attribute of government. Central planners. These people could not run a hot dog stand on Coney Island. These people couldn't sweep up a floor after a New York Knicks game at the Madison Square Garden. These are talentless hacks with very little skill. It's true. Now, they obviously deserve, humanity. I'm not saying anything less than that. They shouldn't be in charge of our public health department. Is that the types of people that actually get to the top of the ladder in any sort of government agency, stay away from those types of people. Because the incentive structure to get to the top of the ladder of the CDC is not being able to be fair and have integrity and honesty. No, it's being able to navigate the bureaucracy. One of the reasons we're living through this crisis is because we did not anchor ourselves to the United States Constitution when it really mattered. That we got beyond the constitutional scopes of government, and then you have these fourth branch of government of unelected, unknown, unchecked bureaucrats that no one went and voted for. No one went and voted for Rochelle Walensky. Rochelle Walensky did not go collect signatures and have a Rochelle Walensky for public health dictator type campaign. She didn't have to go through debates. We don't have to go through disclosure forums of who contributes to her. No, she has more power, actually, than some of our legislative leaders, because we've allowed the bureaucratic and the administrative state to have such prominence. And so Rochelle Walensky, she couldn't be mayor. Well, I guess she could be mayor because there's some people that are quite as stupid as her. But what she says is so dangerous. And if you get rid of Rochelle Walensky, you'll replace her with 10 people like her. The point is that this is a mission creep from the United States Constitution. These government agencies should never have existed with as much power as they currently have. Cut 70, where she says, well, you know, COVID is not a benign disease in kids. How dare she say something like this? And then, of course, the apparatchik just squeals alongside her without challenging her. Play tape.
I think it's really important for people to understand that this is not a benign disease in kids compared to other diseases that our kids see. So if you look at the mortality rate of COVID just this past year for children, it's more than twice the mortality rate that we see in influenza in a given year.
And Tucker Carlson has courage to call her out, and she has no idea what she's talking about. You know why? Because Walensky, here's how this works. Walensky, want a prediction? Write it down. We do some predictions. They almost always come true. We don't do them frequently. Write this down. In the next 5 years, Rochelle Walensky will work for a pharmaceutical company. That's the way this works. So Rochelle Walensky will get her bonus. She'll get her payment when she goes and becomes head of public affairs for Pfizer. You see, they will reward her for her loyalty. Cut 71, Tucker Carlson.
But a guy called Phil Kirpin, who's a columnist and good at math, had some free time, and he decided to check the CDC numbers on what the CDC director just claimed on CNN. And what did he find? He found that the director of the CDC has no idea what she's talking about. So here are the actual numbers from the CDC website. From 2019 to 2020, according to the CDC, a total of 124 children died of COVID. From 2020 to this year, which is not done yet, a total of 213 children died of COVID. Now, by comparison, the influenza virus killed more than 400 children just last year.
So she's just making this up. Cut 72, Tucker explains that the risk of death is to be 1 in 100,000 to 1 in 1 million. And by the way, Alex Berenson said that you can't even measure this, and that the children that are being marked down as death from COVID probably have very deep underlying health conditions. That's Alex Berenson that has said that. But this is a propaganda technique, you see? This is a propaganda tool by Walensky, because as soon as parents think that their children might be at risk, then of course they might be on board for masks, booster shots, lockdowns, you name it. Tucker Carlson rightfully calls the CDC the Center for Doubt and Confusion. Now, before we play cut 72, I want to reinforce this point. We are not fans of big government here at all, obviously. This is all because we lost our anchoring in what our founding fathers gave us. This incompetency of the CDC, this corruption of the CDC, is the same in the EPA, the IRS, the FTC, all of the agencies of the federal government. This sort of pattern of behavior it replicates itself almost everywhere. The framers gave us a design, and Woodrow Wilson and FDR and LBJ and George W. Bush, by the way, decided the administrative state needed to be more powerful than the sovereign, which is the people. Cut 72.
Now, Joseph Allen is a scientist who works on the Lancet's COVID committee. He found that, quote, three major studies over the past year all found the risk of death to be in the range of 1 in 100,000 to 1 in 1,000,000. Hospitalization rates for school-aged children younger than 12, the group that can't get vaccinated yet, hovered around 3 or 4 per million throughout the pandemic. If you need perspective, those are extremely low numbers, much lower than the CDC director just claimed.
Now, Scott Gottlieb, who has come out again, and he's just basically in waiting to go work for some pharmaceutical company. In fact, he already has. Oh my goodness, this is so good. Did you see this, Connor? This is hilarious. How is this legal? Oh my gosh. Okay, so Scott got literally on his Twitter bio. This is so funny how this works. Okay, so Scott Gottlieb comes out and he says this. Now, I want you to wonder who's paying him. What board do you think Scott Gottlieb has sat on before? Who's paying Scott Gottlieb? Okay, cut 74. He says, we need booster shots. This is not investigative journalism, okay? You go to his Twitter bio. And where's the Washington Post on this? Do you see what I'm seeing, Connor? It's literally in his Twitter bio. Play tape.
Some of the other data sets that we've seen, as well as how we understand immunity, that in an older population with a weaker immune system, you might not have the same durability of response. Remember, when we started talking about these vaccines, initially, we talked about the possibility there may need to be boosters provided at around this point in time. We talked about the possibility that this may become an annual injection, and there may be a cohort of the population that does, in fact, need to be boosted. I think we ought to be looking more closely at this in the U.S., particularly around the nursing homes.
Now, who would say something like that? Oh, how about someone who sat on the board of Pfizer? Literally, he sat on the board of Pfizer from 2017 and 2019. Good boy, Scott. We're going to keep on paying you. Thank you for your loyalty to the Leviathan. This is not hard. We don't have a press in our country, obviously. So how hard is it to say, okay, Scott Gottlieb probably shouldn't take what he's saying seriously about booster shots because he sat on the board of Pfizer. He's also a partner of NEA. No, not the National Education Association. It's a global VC firm making the world better for helping founders. And of course, it's all about BLM and all this nonsense. But oh my goodness, what is NEA a shareholder in? Again, this is not that hard. This is like three clicks, okay? Oh, the first thing that you see on NEA's website, got it. Congratulations, Bright Health. Bright Health integrates care delivery services and technology to make healthcare experience for physicians and consumers. Oh, I get it. So you go be on the board of Pfizer, go run the FDA, and then exit and go on television and fearmonger and tell everyone they need booster shots from your former employers, and they'll go then go become a partner from a private equity firm that goes and invests in pharmaceutical companies. You see what's going on here? And by the way, this is like three clicks. I did this while I was on the air. This is not like groundbreaking investigative journalism. So when they're saying they want more booster shots, they're saying they want a yacht in South France. From 2017, the New York Times did a rare piece of journalism because they hated Trump. So they just like backed into it. They had no choice but to actually tell us what was going on. Thank you, New York Times. FDA nominee paid millions by the industry, says he'll recuse himself if needed. This is from 2017. So Scott Gottlieb is now going on television saying that we need more Pfizer shots while CNBC has him as a contributor and they're showing Pfizer stock. Let's do this together. How has Pfizer stock done over the last year? How do we think? Well, a year ago, Pfizer was trading at about $36 a share and they're now at $42 a share. How about a year and a half ago? Well, in June of 2000, let's actually go all the way back to January of 2020. Even better, let's go back to August of 2019. They were at $33 a share. Now they're at $42 a share. What if I told you Pfizer is near an all-time high profit? Why? Because Pfizer has finally figured out what you do. Here's how you make money in the new American system. You don't have a better product. You're not a better entrepreneur. No, no, no. You go hire shills like Scott Gottlieb to go sit on your board and then go send them as platoons into the government to go ruin the FDA and approve all of your drugs. Then once they exit, you go get them a job on CNBC so that everyone who's important who watches CNBC listens to you because you had an important title before. Then you go work for NEA to actually go help the pharmaceutical companies go place certain bets on merger and acquisitions. Are you disgusted yet? You should be. I need anti-nausea medication when I do this show. Pepto-Bismol or something. Makes me sick. Our public health decisions are being made for the momentary profit interests of the American ruling class. That's what's behind this. And by the way, the Pfizer vaccine, according to Senator Ron Johnson, is not working the way they said it would. That's okay. Scott Gottlieb will be paid. There's so much more I want to get to with this. It's like this is one of those shows where you wish you had a lot more time because you're just getting into how corrupt and how treacherous and how deceitful they are. And the Washington Post gives Ron Johnson four Pinocchios. Oh, four Pinocchios when Israel comes out and they say, oh yeah, the vaccine only works 39% of the time. How about the Washington Post does an investigative story on Scott Gottlieb? That would be really interesting, wouldn't it? How there's I grew up with the Democrats complaining that big corporations are controlling our government. They're controlling the war industry. Dick Cheney is on the board of Halliburton. And now all of a sudden you literally have the same thing happening with pharmaceutical companies. Ah, that's fine. We don't care. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models like Fiat, Kia, Pacifica, XT5, and more, it is now impossible to stock all the parts you need in a traditional chain storefront. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the counterman orders the parts on his computer, choosing the only brand his warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. One reason to repair and maintain your cars is to save money that you can then use for other important things. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com, a wonderful family-run company, will always offer the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or an account login. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Charlie Kirk in the How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. You see the game that's being played here? It's the same game that why people constantly want to go to war with Iran. It's the same game as how the financial housing crisis was a problem created by the federal government to try to solve a problem that the federal government thought they could only solve. This is not going to go away anytime soon. It's not, until we demand it. And until we get leaders that start to forcibly push back against this. This one is one of the funniest tapes. Do we bleep this out, please? I don't need to deal with the FCC. Okay, thank you. Another government agency, right? It's got all sorts of government agencies hanging all over us. All right, this is I don't know who this guy is. He's hilarious. You go from hero to super spreader in 1 week. Play tape.
I just watched Tony Fauci and CNN and Fox tell me that people with the vaccine, vaccinated people, are now spreading the coronavirus. A couple of days ago, I was at, yes, I'm vaccinated. Yay, a little sticker. Yay, I'm vaccinated. Be a hero. Be vaccinated. I went from being a hero because I'm vaccinated, and now you motherfuckers calling me a super spreader? I ain't no super spreader. Figure this out.
Figure it out. Well, they're not going to because they don't want to figure it out. The incentive structure is to have a perpetual problem that keeps them relevant. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky, remember on March 30th, cut 81, she said the data showing vaccinated people don't carry the virus and don't get sick. Have they actually been right about anything? Do you trust anything that comes out of these people's mouths? Play tape.
We can kind of almost see the end. We're vaccinating so very fast. Our data from the CDC today suggests, that vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick, and that it's not just in the clinical trials, but it's also in real world data.
And then cut 83, you have that was back in March. Of course, everything she said was a lie. Union boss Randy Weingarten is saying, well, we can't commit to reopening schools. We're going to try. Now, why wouldn't she want schools to be open? Because then she doesn't have to justify low literacy rates, low graduation rates, and high crime. The lockdowns have went down as one of the great crimes against humanity, and yet we're going to do it again. Welcome to the quality of your leaders, America. Play tape.
Has really thrown this curveball that says that vaccination is the number one gold standard, that we need to, bring back our masks for schools. So the bottom line is we're going to keep kids safe. We're going to keep our members safe, and we're going to try to open up schools.
If she won't keep them safe from gangbangers or from the fatherlessness crisis, she won't teach them to read, but we'll keep them at home so I can keep on getting paid as a union thug. I will say that Kevin McCarthy has been very good on this, and he deserves credit for that. Cut 80. This is how Republicans need to talk, because the CDC has become a political arm. Cut 80.
Think about what the CDC did just this week. They forced vaccinated Americans to wear masks because of a study in India about a vaccine that's not even in America that has not been peer-reviewed. The CDC has become a political arm of the administration. It wants to control every element of our life.
It's only going to stop when we stop it. Is this a vaccine or is it a therapeutic? How effective is this vaccine? Why are we pushing it on our children? Why are the mask mandates coming again? How much money is Pfizer making from this? Why are we trusting Dr. Scott Gottlieb to do this? Why don't we force Rochelle Walensky and Dr. Fauci to sign ethics forms that they'll never go work for the same pharmaceutical companies that they're making really rich? What's the incentive structure here? Do we care about regular Americans that can't survive another lockdown? What about the school closures? What about the middle-class families that are being crushed by this? If you have pandemic fatigue, you're right. But guess what? It's not going to go away till we run these apparatchiks out of the building. It's a government for and by the people. And I'm telling you right now, this right here is one of the great scams ever pulled on the American people. Mask on, mask off, vaccine works. No, it doesn't. We're running out of time. You're smart enough to see it for yourself. Use wisdom. Find some courage, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to support our program, go to charliekirk.com/support. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. God bless you guys. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.